the Shemiyo L'Rebbe Meir, where he heard over what Rebbe Meir said before on Daf Tes. The Koma before Rebbe Meir said the Pshat by Soiter is, he ha'achilosoi, madnayolom, she the Soiter, when she fed this man, she most probably gave him very good food to eat. Therefore, he had this nus. Lefikos, therefore, karbono maicha behema. Therefore, midi kenegan midi, Hashem makes her bring a mincha, that's very, just the opposite. That only sir and barley to maicha behema. So this, Rabbi Shimon says back, omalei, ha'atena chashira, that's good if she's rich. A rich lady, so most probably she fed the boy very good, she gave him good food to eat. But aniya maicha lemema, what's going to be if she was poor? And still she has nus. So she's poor, most probably she did not feed the man such good food. If so, by such a lady, how come her mincha is also brought from only sir and barley? So therefore, Shimon answers and says, Ella, the pshat is like this, Kishem Shemaiseho Maise Behema, just like the action that she did to have znus, with another, not with a husband, with somebody else, is an action of a behema, is called Korbono Maicha Behema. Therefore, the Torah says, her mincha should be a maicha of a behema. Therefore, no matter whether she's rich or poor, it's the same svara that her mincha has to be brought from barley. Then the Mishnah says, Hoyemevi Pile Shacheris. They would bring her a peel, Rashi says that's Keshomayim, a cup full of water. That's called Pili Shacheris, an earthly kli. There's nothing chashim, nothing expensive, no silver, no metal, a pashra earthly, a cup. They would bring now, Vinoisen Latoichoi Chatzi Lugmayim in Akir. And they would put inside this cup a chatzi lug of water that comes from the kir itself. Like Rashi says, the Silkos, the Pasuk says, Mayim Kedoshim. V'yein Kedoshim Eloshin is Kancho the Kli. It has to be there was Kodesh in the Kli. Hochi Tanya v'Sefri. That's what we learned in the Sefri. Reb Yehudu Leimer Revius. No less. You don't need a chatzi lug, only a revius, a quarter of a lug. Now the Mishnah explains, Kishem Shemamayit Biksav. The same way later on in the Masechta, we'll have the Machlekes there. What? How much do you have to write in the Megillah of the Saita? How much the Psukim do you have to write down? So over there, Rabbi Yehuda is a Mekel and says you don't have to write so much. So we're just saying now, Kishem Shemamayit Biksav, the same way Rabbi Yehuda holds. By the writing down, he holds less than the Chachamim, Kach Memayit B'mayim, the same way his Shita is how much water you need, he has less of a share of water. That you do not need a chatzi lug of mayim, but rather it's enough to have just a revius, a quarter of a lug. Yeah. Now, nichnas lehechel. Now they went into the hechel, into the Beis Hamikdash. Upona liminoi. He turned to the right side. Umakim hoyisham. There was a special place over there. Some, this is all the kain doing this. There was a makim, a special place over there. Amma al amma. It was one place that was an amma by an amma wide. V'tavla shel shayis, and there was a covering, a marble cover over there. V'tabas hoysa kavuabo, and there was a ring attached to the marble covering. In other words, you were able to pick up this marble covering. That was really, it was part of the ritza, part of the floor. The Rashi says, ritzpas eichel, this block was different than the rest of the floor of the eichel. And this block, like Amma by an Amma, had a ring on top of it that you could pick it up. So it was Nikki could tell Vein Haritzpa, Shekula B'Avnei Shayit, she could tell this stone, this marble was different. Now, Kishum Agviya, when he used to pick up this marble stone like, V'Noit Alofa Mitachter, and then they would take some dirt from underneath it. V'Noitin, and they would put this dirt into this cup of water. Kidei Sheyir Al Hamayim. Enough dirt that it should be seen visible in the water, the dirt. Shenema, the pasuk says, Umina ofer asheyia bekaker ha-mishkan. You should take from the dirt that's on the floor of the mishkan itself. Yikach ha-kohen, the kohen should take it. Ve'nosan el ha-mayim. He has to put it into the mayim. So Rashi says, Midulayk siv ve'nosan ba-mayim. It does not say put it into the water. Elo al hamayim, on top of the water. What does that mean? Mashmash loye nivla v'toichoy. Should not be like swallowed up inside it that you can't tell there's dirt there. But rather there has to be enough dirt there that you could tell it could be nicker that there's dirt in this water. That's how they made the water bitter. That was the Mayim HaMorim. Verse says like this. Turn and we learn to the Brayis like this. Pilei Shacheres Chadosha. That this cup, this earthly cup that they used to put the water inside it, had to be a new earthly cup. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. This is Rabbi Yishmael's pshat. The verse says, now my time with Rabbi Yishmael, or what kind of svara is this? Like Guru was saying, by sight, everything is done ugly, not nice. So I'll come over here, you have to use a new earthly kli. So Gemara says, Gomar kli, kli mimitzayra. We have Yishmael learns out Xerah Shav, it says kli here by a sight, and it says kli by a mitzayra. Ma lahalan cheres chadosha, just like by a mitzayra, they had to take the water and put it into a new kli, a new kli cheres, had to be a new earthly kli. Is Afkan here also by Saita Cheres Chadasha? The earthly kli has to be a new kli. And Rashi says, Gomel in Mitzayra. By Mitzayra it says, Veshachat Esatzipur Achas El Kli Cheres. You have to shecht it into a kli cheres. And we say, we'll soon see. Now, Behosso Minolam, how do we know by Mitzayra this kli, this earthly kli, has to be a new kli? The Pasuk says, Veshachat esatzipur achas el kli cheresh al mayim chayim. That you have to shecht one tzipur, one bird, the blood, goes into this kli cheresh, this earthly kli, and it has to be inside it mayim chayim. Mayim chayim means like live water, water that comes from a well. So, ma mayim chayim, just like well water, shalei nasa behem melacha, no work was done with it. Because if it takes the well water out and use it, it's not called Mayim Chayim anymore. Mayim Chayim means like the water comes fresh out of the well. It was not from running water. It was not used yet. If so, Af Kli Shulay Nasas Bamalacha. Who had done this Kli, this earthly Kli, after used by Mitzayra, also has to be a new Kli. That's this Hekish that the Pasuk says, V'shachat Esatipur Achas El Kli Cheresh Al Mayim Chayim. So it says kli cheres near mayim chayim. So we learn now, just like mayim chayim means new fresh water, the same way the kli cheres also has to be a new earthly kli. So that's the halacha by a mitzvah. So Rabbi Shmuel makes a gzeres shava kli by a seiter also. When it says a kli here, it says to put the water into the kli. It also means a new kli. So Mara asks, if so, if you make such a gzera shava, ima lahalan, if so, just like by mitzayra, halacha is mayim chayim, you would have to use fresh flow water. Mayim chayim comes from a makor, comes from a flow, comes from a well, is from a brook, is af kan mayim chayim, maybe by a seiter also, the water we put inside this kli cheres, maybe also has to be flowing fresh water. Maybe. And not from May Mikvah, so. So Gemara says it's true. The Rabbi Yishmael Hochinam, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that's the way it is. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, said, May Kiyar. Where does the water come from that we put inside the Kiyar in the Beis HaMikdash? Where does that water come from? Rabbi Yishmael Loimeh, May Mayin Hein. And the Chanam is well water. Rabbi Yishmael holds that the water that they used to put inside the Kiyar had to first come from well water. So it's taka true, the water inside the kiyar is called mayim chayim. Even though it's not completely mayim chayim, because once you take it out of the well and put it into the kiyar, it stops, it's not called mayim chayim anymore. But I call upon him, that's the halacha that by Saita, the water has to come from the mei kiyar. So the best way to get a mei mayim there, mayim chayim, is like the mei kiyar, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that you have this well water going into the kiyar, and then you use it for the mei Saita. Sayin Echonami, that Rabbi Shmuel, that makes his Gzera Shava of Kli Kli from Mitzayra, the same way the Mayim by Mitzayra has to be from Mayim Chayim, it's true, the same way the water that was used for a Saita, also the Nekir, was Mayim Chayim. But the Chachamim Mayim, the Chachamim say no, Mishar Meim Hasein. You don't have to be makpah to take well water into the Kiyar. Any water is kosher. Any Mei Mikvah is also kosher for the Kiyar. If you want, you could use well water. That's also kosher according to Chachamim. So Mara says, now, equal to Mifra. I can ask the question like this. Ma le mitzayra. I'll tell you, no, there's a big difference. maybe by mitzvah, but that has this halacha, you have to use a new kli, shekein toyin eight eris. You have to use a special type of wood, eight eris. The azoiv, it's type of a grass, haisap. Ushnei telas, you have to use. You have to use these three special things by a mitzvah. So maybe that's what the Torah was makbid over there, to use a kli cheris chodesh, a new one. But by saita, we don't need these things, maybe you don't need it. Or my rabba, this rabbi says, or my kruah, that's the gzera shava. But the pasuk says, the kli cheris. Kli shamati, not only gzera shava. Rabbi says different. Or my rabbi says, or my kruah, the pasuk says, the kli cheris. You have to put the water inside a kli cheris. So we dash in, kli shamati lecha kvar. It means inside a kli that was spoken about someplace else. So where else does the Torah talk about putting water into a kli? By mitzvah. So it's like the Ferish Xeros Akosov over here, that the type of a kli that you have to use for Mei Saita is the same type of a kli that's spoken about by a mitzvah. Like Rashi says, Rabba the kli shamat lecha kvar, hochi mash melech Rabba. Midalek siv aloka kli cheres. It doesn't just say take a kli cheres, v'nosem by mine and put water into it, but rather the pasuk says, uksiv bikli cheres. Mashma shekvar huska kli zebemokam achar. But the Torah already spoke about such a kli someplace else. Where did the Torah talk about putting water into a kli? It has to be my mitzvah. That's why we have this good limud, that just like by mitzvah, the kli has to be a new earthly kli, the same way by saita, the kli has to be a new earthly kli. Now, Omar Rav says, loishonu elish loinis achmu ponav. Rav says, even according to the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, that do not say you have to have a new kli cheres. Then the Chum, our Mishnah's mashm, even an old one is good. But Rav says, even according to Chumim, it's only said, elish lo nisachmu ponav. If it didn't get black yet, like usually if you use it to burn with or use an earthly kli, it becomes black. If it's black, then you can't use it. Avo nisachmu ponav, if it got so used already, got black, then psulim, then tak it's posel. Like Rashi says, shukshru ponav aydeh or. It was by the fire and it got black, then it's possible to be used. My time, what's the reason? Dumya demayim, it has to be done to water. Ma mayim shlo nishtanu, just like water has to be, that you did not change colors, is af kli shlo nishtanu. The same way the kli also has to be a kli that did not change colors yet. Boy, Rav asked a question like this. What's going to be if this kli, this earthly kli, this achmu, it became black? And then they put this earthly kli back into the furnace, and they did it over again. And now it became white. They made it over again. You take an earthly kli, put it back into the furnace, and they made it over again, and now it came out to be white. Maho, what's the locha? Can you use this kli now for the Mei Saita or not? Me, Amrin, and do we say, Kivan, the itchu, itchu. Since at one time it was like itchu means thrown away, it was not usable, it remains that way. In other words, when it first became black, so you can't use it for the mechatis, for the mechatis. So even though later you put it back in the oven and make it white again, but once it was nitche, it wasn't usable, it remains with its psul. By Dilma, maybe no, Kivan, the hoder, hoder. Since you return it now to its first stage, you make it back to be white again, nice, maybe it does become kosher. That's the shayla. Can you use this kli or not? But this the Gemara says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. Toshima, Rabbi Elezer Weimer. Rabbi Elezer says, Eitz, Erez, V'eiz, V'shnish, Alas. These three things that you have to use for the Mitzvah. Shehivshul, Bahem, Kupos, Lechurov. You like twisted them together, and you made like a rope out of them, and you use this rope to throw in back of you your bundle. Like you had a bundle, so you use this rope to put it through it, to be able to throw it on the back and hold it with this rope. So the locher is psulin, that you're not allowed to use this ace eras anymore. You can't use this ace and the shnit talas, the apostle to be used for mitzvah. The question is, v'hosam over there, hadri, it gets returnable. There's no psul, the fact you once did a malacha with it. That's not the psul over there. The psul is, that's not in its original form. It has to be straight, and here you twisted it to make it into a rope. So you see, once it's possible, it remains possible yelam. For your hosam hadri, later, this rope, you could untwist it, and each piece will be separate again. You could have the eis erez, you could have the eis of the shlis alas. and still it's no good. So here you see the psul remains kiven the yitchi yitchi. And this the Gemara says, no, you have no proof. I'll tell you, Hossam, the iklof iklufe. I'll tell you, here it's worse, because when you use these things to make it into a rope, you like peel off the outside of this eris. That's why it's puzzled. Like Rashi says, the iklof, shaydeha masr, since you use it to carry something, niskafu miklipason, that the outside cover comes off it. So therefore, shinu yidloi hadahu, that the shina doesn't come back, therefore it remains puzzled. But it could be by us, that it comes back again, you put this earthly kli back into the oven, it becomes usable again, maybe then remains kosher. Right, and then our Mishnah says, Nichnas lehechel, they went into the hechel, upono liminoi, he turned to the right side. So Gemara says, my time, how come he turned to the right side? Nichnas lehechel upono liminoi. So Gemara says, my time, how come he turned to the right side? The yoma ma, whenever a person has to make a turn, it's always good to make a right turn. It's always supposed to go on your right side. Like Rashi says, the Yomamah b'stei the Yuma of Meshchitas Kodshim, the Yalof Lo mipoinim the Shot Nishnei Masa Boker, the Yam Shosa Shloim. We learned over there that you're always supposed to go to your right. See, also, when he came into the base of Mikdash, the Heichol, he went to the right. Now, over there, there was Mokum Hoyisham Amma. There was a place there, there was an Amma by an Amma, that you used to pick up the cover, this marble cover, and underneath it they would take from the dirt. Tana Rabbanu, we go to the price like this. The Pasuk says, we have in the Mishnah, O Mina Ofer Asheyiya Bekakra Mishkan. So we say, O Mina Ofer Asheyiya. It has to be from the dirt, that is. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yesakim Mibachutz V'yechnis. It's enough to take the dirt outside, to take outside dirt, and just bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash, bring it inside the Mishkan. Not that the dirt has to be from the ground itself. Maybe the dirt could be even outside, and now you just bring it inside. That's why I would have thought it should be enough. But this we say no, Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says no, Bekarka HaMishkan, that the dirt has to come from the karka, the dirt of the Mishkan itself. So Gemara says, E Bekarka HaMishkan, if you tell me now that the dirt has to come from the karka, the ground of the Mishkan itself, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yachpa Berkadumas, that Yimamish have to take a shovel and start to dig the ground underneath. From there, in the Mishkan itself, in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to dig the dirt there. Talmud Lomar, this the Pasuk says, Asheyiya, as long as it's there, not that it had to be there before, but as long as it's there now. So Haketz says the Stira. Does the dirt have to come from the dirt that was there before, you have to dig it up now? Or is it enough to bring dirt outside, and as long as the dirt is there now? So Gemara says, Haketzad, Yeshom Havo. If there is dirt there, Avada, that's the best thing to do. The best thing to do is to go into the Mishkan itself and dig underneath the ground of the Mishkan to take the dirt from the Mishkan itself. But what about Einshom? Let's say there's no dirt there, or it's hard, you can't dig any dirt there. Then what you could do is, Tain Shom, you have an Eitzah true to take dirt from outside, but you have to put it on the ground. Once it touches the ground, now it's called the Karka HaMishkan. It wasn't there from before. That's Asheyiya. As long as it's there now. But there now is not enough just to bring it in. You have to put it down on the ground. It has to be the Karka HaMishkan, and then you can take it to use it. So that's the Supsukim. So when you bring in the dirt from outside, you first have to put it down on the Karka HaMishkan, and then you can go to use it. So that's what we have both sukkim. Tan Yidach, we're another price like this. O mina ofer asheyiya, that you have to take from the dirt that will be there, asheyiya. Melameit shoyim misakim mibachutz, o machnis bekarka mishkan, that you could prepare the dirt outside, and just bring it into the Karka HaMishkan. So Rashi says, Midulai siv mikarka mishkan yikach. It doesn't say Yimamish have to take from the dirt of the Mishkan itself. And a makpadela shayachnes lehechol. As long as you come into the hechol, malamish shemesakim ibachutz, you can prepare the dirt outside. O machnes in the fnima, bring it inside the hechol. Venoisen elamayim, v'yein sorach lamicha bekarka hechol. That's where Rashi learns. Rashi learns this time Yiduch is really arguing on what we just said before. That before we just said, it has to at least touch the ground of the Mishkan. This price holds not like that. He's tan yidach. When we know for a shayi of a lamech, shayim sakar, a chus omachnes, bekar, omachnes. Yeah, omachnes, period. Yeah. Now, bekarka mishkun, I, this says karka mishkun, isi ben yudu oimer, loho vi karka shiloi, noi vi given of esalomim. In other words, this price holds, you don't have to put the dirt